ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Brother and Sister Podcast. I am your host, Pug Flavor, and my co-host is
Tressa Michener.
Tressa Michener. Y'all, today we got some very, very, very special guests in the house today. I would like to introduce to y'all Tressa Michener and Pug Flavor. What's happening, y'all? What's happening, world?
Yes.
Today's topic today, man, we're going to talk about choices in life, man. Choices, choices, choices. Charles, you want to run it off top? Let's make these choices.
Absolutely. Well, Pug, I want to ask you, if you had any choice that you could change today that you have experienced in life or a situation or anything, what choice would that be?
I got a few choices I probably would change, but my main thing is, because what I'm saying is because the choices that you make in life can be devastating to your life.
Yeah, it can be devastating to your future, and the choices you make can affect your next generation and your next generation and your next generation. So just because you make that choice don't mean that it stops at you. It can affect the people that you're surrounded by or the people that surrounds you.
It definitely can affect everybody in the household. Mm-hmm. It can affect the next family that you don't even know. You know, the choices you make, man, you know, looking at the world today, you know, my thing is, think about it. Just anytime you get yourself in a situation, just take about 10 seconds just to think about it if you can. 5 to 10 seconds just to, you know, should I do this or shouldn't I do this? Because, you know, once you pull that trigger, you know, you would never see daylight again, like talking about, you know, depending on the situation.
Yeah. And it's something that always come to my mind. You know, when different things and different situations come about, I'd be like, man, I wish I had a known. Right. I wish I had a known. I mean, it's just like even now and stuff, you have people, you'll get maybe one side of a story of something. And then when you find out the other side or when the other side finally comes out, you'd be like, man, I wish I had a known.
Right.
You know, right. So those are the choices that when they come about, I wish I would have changed maybe my reaction or something because I judge the situation just by one party.
Right.
Not knowing the full situation. It's just like in my book when I called it looking out from the inside. The world and people judged from the outside, but did not have an idea what was going on the inside. But me, I'm that one that say, I wish I had a known. What's one of those things you say that you can remember probably that you say you wish you had a known?
I say that every day. I say that every day.
You wish you had a known back then what you know now.
Exactly, exactly. That's what I meant to say. But yes, because, I mean, like, you live, you learn. I mean, once you learn it, you be like, man, I wish I had a, you know. Mm-hmm. There's so many times I say that to myself because, you know, you want to be the best person you can be. You want to be an inspiring person. You want to be an encouraging person. Mm-hmm.
You want to motivate the next person. You want to see that next person grow.
Right. And there's so many situations that you see, and the media is always shining a negative light on everything we do. So it's like, you know, you want to make the right choice in life. You want to, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, getting back on that topic with guns, man, I see on social media sometimes, like, when this guy in the courtroom, he done killed somebody, and the family on the other side crying, and he has no remorse on his face, and some of them do got remorse on their face, but, you know, you killed this person in cold blood, and then you get in the courtroom and you cry. Like, you, like, flip out when they give you all that time. You, like, I'm like, why did you think about that before you pulled the trigger? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say, I ain't knocking nobody for what nobody do, because everybody make a mistake. You know, I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to, like, you know, just kind of wake everybody up a little bit. Because, like I said, the choices you make can determine your fate, it'll determine your future, because it's so much to the decisions you make, and it can hurt so many people, and it can help so many people. It ain't always bad decisions, you know. Mm-hmm. Choices you make, a lot of good decisions. Good so decisions. It go back and forth, but, you know, just the negative stuff, you know, just wish I had it, you know what I'm saying? The choices, there's been so many of them that I wish I had changed up, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, and right now with the Brothers of the Sister Podcast, that's what we all about, is trying to make good choices, the best choices, so that we can encourage and inspire the next person or help that next person not to make the wrong choice. So that's why it's all about choices, and we trying to inspire each and any individual that will listen to us as far as choices. That's why we share our stories, and we encourage so many people to share their stories, talking about their choices and discussing those choices, so that they can make, so they can help elevate the next person, letting them know I've been there, I've done that, and hoping that what you say inspires them enough to give them that ear to listen or the ear to hear, so that they can make the right choice and don't go down that wrong path or bad path. But, you know, sometimes you go down that path and that path becomes so powerful that you help the next person because you went through it, so now you can tell them about it.
Right. And all the, and like I said, all the things we're telling you, you know, you can take it for what it's worth. It ain't, we ain't here to try to tell you what to do. We're just here to share our experiences, and it's up to you to take what you need out of it, you know. Like I said, and also choices, who you hang around, you know. You know, that's, you can make a bad choice who you hang around. You can make a good choice who you hang around. So surround yourself with goodness, and that way you make good choices the best you can.
Yeah, the scripture in the Bible says bad company corrupts good character. So even in our scriptures, it talks about, you know, hang around positive, hang around good, because bad company will corrupt your character. Yeah. And just believe in yourself. Know you got the potential to make the right choice, and that God placed something in you because you have a purpose. There is a plan for you. And when you walk that line of those choices and the best choices that you can, just trust and believe that you're going to have a better outcome.
Right. Like I said, choices for your family, choices for yourself, and just do your best to make the best choice. You know, weigh your options out, because you only know what you're going through. You know, everybody, I don't know what's going on in every household. You only know what you're going through. So you're the one that got to make the choices to advance yourself to the next level, you know, just believe in yourself, like you said.
Yeah, and make that choice if you were not there or not in the situation, not to judge the next person. If that person ain't did nothing to you, or if that person has never done you wrong, but because you heard a side of a story or something, make that choice to give that person some kind of, you know, love or grace, in other words.
Right.
Give them the grace, because everything is not what it looks like. We always talk about the illusions, and that's one of those things that we say, the choices, because it was like some things that we go through in life, it seemed like it was only illusion. None of it was true when the truth really comes, you know, to light. You got an experience on that, Pug, as far as one of the situations we was talking about with illusions?
No.
Not right now. Well, we talk about it all the time when certain things come about, and then we realize, wow, I didn't know that. When everything comes full circle, you know, it's just a different light, a different momentum that we thought, or when you visualize it or saw it or you heard about it or whatever. Just why I really hate listening to bad things or negative things, because half of the time it's not like that.
And like you said, it's two sides of every story. And you want to definitely get both sides of the story, because, you know, if me and somebody get to talking and we get to arguing, and and it's no, you know, I'm trying to de-escalate the situation or whatever, and, you know, just words been passed or something. So somebody might get on the phone and, yo, man, jump me. They trying to jump me. And that's a total lie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that can bring on a situation that, you know, on some dumb stuff.
Yeah. So, or have you mad at somebody who ain't did nothing to you because of what they said? That's the most immature thing I've ever seen.
That's why I said two sides of the story. Because if they hear that one side of the story, they're going to be mad. They're going to bring their boys. They're going to get in a tussle or worse. So to avoid that situation, let me hear both sides of the story. You're like, man, why you call me a lie? Why you do this? Why you do that? Like, you know, because it's definitely two sides of a story, because people can hype it up to be the wrong way or hype it up to in their favor to do something crazy, man. And it's just the world don't need no help with negativity, because it can help itself. It got plenty of that.
Right. So, and it's just like those scenarios. If somebody says something about you, Well, just like one day when we was just
gonna put a mud stomp on your ass.
Just like, you know, that day when we was working one day and this guy said, well, Tressa said this, and you said, man, that girl ain't said nothing like that. So you know me. Right. So you know I don't even talk like that or anything, but this guy made up a lie and told somebody and had one of my friends feeling some kind of way because we was tight. And right. My when he told my brother what he said that Tressa said this about me and such told me, he said, man, that girl don't say, she ain't say that. She don't even talk like that.
Tressa around there smoking all them cigarettes. Wait a minute, man. Tressa ain't never smoked cigarettes right. in my life. Man, come on now. You sure about
right,
that?
Right. But it's crazy, though, because somebody will tell a lie on you or say something, and people know that's never been your character, but right. they're going to jump on that bandwagon. And I just learned some people just want to find some negative about you that they can believe. So they rather jump on that bandwagon when they know you've never been that type person or never did anything right. like that. And they just jump on that bandwagon because that's what they want to believe. They right. want to find some negative. So it's crazy when those situations come about and people be telling a bold-faced lie, but it's just crazy. So it's still all about choices, but just try to have a walk of integrity. And those people that really, really know you, you shouldn't have to be there for them to defend you because that's your friend or your family or whoever. So you know them, and that person ain't never been like that. Yeah.
And on another note, some people you ain't gonna never please.
Yes.
Some people just in their ways, they're gonna be negative energy, and they just yes. gonna be, it's gonna be what it's gonna be. They're the type of people you want to stay away from.
Yes.
Because this is just negative energy all the time. Yes. It's like, man, why are you mad all the time?
Right. Don't let it hurt your feelings because you want to get away from the negative.
Right. Why are you mad all the time? Why yes. you talking junk all the time? Yes. Those are the ones you want to stay away from, man. Because like I said, there's plenty of them out there, and yes. there's plenty of good people to hang around. There's plenty of yes. good people to talk to.
I have found some amazing people to hang with and talk to and really care. And matter of fact, we had a whole crew that went bowling on Friday. And I mean, we had a good time.
Really?
Oh, you was on vacation all week. Don't start.
Okay, my bad. Yeah, I would go.
I was at work. You on vacation all week.
Yeah, big out to the basketball team, my son, that won the championship, baby. Hello, Mason.
Yes.
Yes, sir. The
boys. Congratulations, boys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But yeah, choices, man. Choices you make determine your fate, man. So, like I said, yes. you know, try to stay in that positive light, man. Stay around positive people.
Yes.
Don't squeeze that trigger.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Think about what you right. do, man.
I mean, even if it's, you know, even if it's with drinking and driving, just think about if you get on that road, somebody yeah. else may be out there on that road, and you honestly mm-hmm. in your heart would not intend for anybody to get hurt, but sometimes things happen. So just think yeah. about those choices, or, you know, being in a situation with somebody who may be at your house, you right. know, pay attention who's at your house. You don't want certain situations to come about for the craziest reason. So that's why we're talking about choices, 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 choices. It will make you or it will break you.
Yes.
So listen to people. Listen to the people that's been through it. Listen to
trustworthy
that adult.
People. Trustworthy people.
Yes. Yes. Trustworthy, trustworthy people. Absolutely.
Everybody ain't your
Absolutely.
Friend.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of, you only know that person better mm-hmm. than anybody else. So it's up to you to,
yes,
you know.
And if you already got an inclination something ain't right or something just don't sound right, it ain't right.
Inclination? I ain't heard of it.
if it don't sound right, I don't care how many times they tell that story, it ain't right.
And if it's too it's good to a be lie. True, if it's yes. too good to be true, it ain't true.
Yes, and if every time they come to you with a different story, it's a lie. Come on now, you got to use some common sense in between the scenarios. So just pay attention to your choices you make, the ones you point the finger at, the ones you may have judged, and you know, get that thing right, because choices are a major part, and right. you just never know who you will need in life. So please just pay attention to your choices, because that very person that you may have judged or shunned on, not knowing the stories, or because you in your heart somehow wanted to see something bad or whatever, you judge that person, then you may even need that person. So just understand that choices are very, very important.
And I noticed you said common sense. And back, I said everybody's born with common sense, but a few people got kicked out the line.
Yeah.
But but use your common sense, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because the thing about choices is we all have to make them.
And the reason we're talking about choices because we made a lot of choices in a lot of different situations. We've been around the block and back a time or two in life. We can't tell you everything, but majority of it, we can tell you that we made we done a lot of different things out there, and you know, we worked our way out of those situations. By the
we,
grace
we
of
had
God.
Some grace,
yeah,
a
grace
major
of God,
grace,
just, yeah,
so. Yeah, favor with God, favor with man. It has ran across both our lives, and we give God all honor, praise, and thanks Him for it. Thank Him for it.
We can give you a lot of street stories for the street life.
Yes.
We made a choice to come up out them streets.
Yes. And never to return.
Never
because
to return.
One thing about them streets, they will teach you who your friend is.
They will teach you quick.
Yep. And so that's why I don't mind sitting in my house by myself with my husband and call my brother or somebody who I know is really on my side, not somebody trying to use me or what they can get or whatever. So just be mindful for, you know, the choices and the selection of people that you want to portray with or hang out with or, you know, be their friend or they be your friend. Because if you out there in the streets will, I promise you, teach you.
Right. And like I said, we ain't here to knock nobody.
Nobody.
Everybody got their own choices. We was in the street life, because we can't say you been up here in them streets because we did it. So we ain't, we got it when we got it. We learned when we learned. So y'all got to learn when y'all learning.
Right.
And, you know, we ain't throwing no shade nowhere.
That's right. And everybody learns and maybe in different phases of life. Right. But I want you all to know
Trust
that
I learned how to ride a bike when she was 10. I learned when I was 3. So, you know, I'm just saying.
So everybody is in a phase, different phases in life and everything. But I want you to know, if you have got on track and trying to be on that right phase or that right path, you don't have to stay in that phase with somebody just because they still going through it. You want to love them and have compassion for them and do what you can, but don't get yourself all in trouble or bogged down because you have woken up or you have came to the light and trying to get out of this and do something different, but you have someone that's constantly on that path. So continuously pray for them and believe for them and continuously talk to them, but you don't have to stay on that wrong path of doing wrong.
Right. And like I said, if they're doing wrong and, you know, if you care about them and they worth it, you know what I'm saying? Take your time out to talk about it.
Talk it out.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I just be an angry person all the time. And I'm like, I was grumpy all the time. And it was like, I had to change my ways because I noticed when I was doing that, I was bringing my world down. My people around me was doing the same thing I was doing. So I was like, okay, well, everybody kind of reacting off of me. So
off your vibrations.
My vibrations. So when I started being uplifted and happy, then they started being uplifted and happy. So I had to change gears on life. And you know, I'm the encourager now. I'm the, you know, the motivator best I can anyway.
That's right.
You know, to make people happy. Because like I said, you walk around grumpy all the time, walk around with an attitude all the time, that's going to rub off.
Right.
So I try to rub off the good stuff, man. Rub it off. Like I said, and another thing about learning things, you know what I'm saying? I learned how to swim. Trust still ain't learned yet.
No, I still ain't learned.
Working at because you jump in the pool. Cause you better throw something out together because it might be over. She swim like a rock, baby. So, but
it's okay.
We working on it. We working on it as we speak. Getting the swimming pool built right now.
Yes. So, but if you have, just like we continuously keep saying, if you have negative around you, negative responses about you, you don't have to respond to those responses. People know their truth. They know what's a lie, what's not a lie. So you don't have to respond to everything. Just have faith, trust in God that He's gonna show out for you. The truth will come out. It will be turned in your favor. You don't have to fight every battle. For what? Just learn how to respond by saying nothing.
Right.
By being silent.
Hello? He talking about me? Say what? Tell him I'll be over there in 5 minutes. I'm finna kick some ass. Don't
do
that.
You in trouble.
Don't do that.
Yes. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
It ain't
worth it.
Think about it. Make a positive decision, man. Yes. Just like I said. We don't want to see you in jail. We don't want to see you worse. We don't want to see it, man.
See you hurt.
Yeah, we want to see you in a good spirit. We want to see some good things come at you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So let's keep up the good energy, man. Let's keep up the good vibes. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, your vibrations vibrate the next person. So keep the good vibrations so it can vibrate off them, man.
That's right.
And that good vibration.
Yes, yes. And we just appreciate y'all. We love y'all. We want to continuously support y'all. Continuously join us in the Brother and Sister Podcast. And we just thank y'all. But we just wanted to discuss choices today. Everybody has to make them.
And we like to thank our subscribers. Thank y'all so much. We just hit 3,000 subscribers.
Yes.
So thank y'all so much. And we steady climbing. So in a short amount of time. So, man, we thank y'all so much. And please keep sharing this. Subscribing, like, share, all the above, man, because it means a lot to us. It means a lot to the channel. It definitely helps us out. So,
family and friends, we really appreciate y'all and the support y'all giving us as well.
Yes, to all our family, aunts and uncles, cousins, nieces, nephews, all that good stuff. We love y'all and we thank y'all so much, man.
Yes.
Because y'all really been a big help and a big inspiration to us. And like, thank all the aunts and uncles that helped raise us and all that good stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
We are good,
Mike. We appreciate y'all for doing y'all part.
Yes, yes,
when you didn't have to.
Who used to say that? Yes, yes, yes. Lacey. Lacey said, man, thank y'all so much, man. And it means a lot to us, man, from the bottom of our hearts. So stay tuned, man. Brothers Sister Podcast for life, baby.
Yes.
We out.
Peace.
Peace.